Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Gift cards are a great gift and convenient. You see them almost every time you check out at the grocery store. Well, there's a warning about a scam called gift card draining. That's when thieves write down the numbers to the card and scratch off the strips on the back to get the security codes. After that, they replace the protective strips over the security codes so it looks like the card hasn't been tampered with. They then wait for someone to eventually buy the card and load it with money. When that happens, the thieves have the numbers and the security codes and are able to access the balance. Experts are urging customers to buy gift cards that are wrapped in packaging that covers and protects the magnetic strip and PIN numbers. Well, here's an interesting story. More than 350,000 Americans will be denied a new passport or the ability to renew an existing one because of unpaid taxes. A new law passed by Congress states that if you owe more than $51,000 in tax debt to the IRS, you're out of luck unless you pay it off. And oh, baby, 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 Justin Bieber is engaged. According to reports, the 24-year-old pop star proposed to girlfriend Hailey Baldwin in the Bahamas over the weekend, and she said yes. Both Justin and Hailey's parents put out notes of congratulations on social media. Now let's go to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. So, Nicole, I hear Twitter has been cracking down on fake accounts.
That's right. A new report says Twitter has suspended 70 million fake and suspicious accounts in the last 2 months. That's an average of 1 million a day. This aggressive approach may result in a decline of monthly users when the company reports second quarter earnings later this month. Well, Mark Zuckerberg is now the world's third richest person, passing famed investor Warren Buffett. 34-year-old Zuckerberg is worth about $81.6 billion. That's about $373 million more than 87-year-old Warren Buffett. Amazon's Jeff Bezos and Microsoft's Bill Gates hold the number one and two spots. Starbucks is going to stop using plastic straws at all of its stores worldwide by 2020. Plastic straws are going to be replaced with new recyclable strawless lids and alternative material straw options.
Okay, how much of an impact do you think this move will have?
Starbucks expects to eliminate more than 1 billion plastic straws per year from Starbucks stores. So get this, Americans use about 500 million straws each day.
Wow, that's crazy. Thanks, Nicole. Now to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear a new study says women's priorities are a-changing.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting, Kristen. Having children no longer a top priority for many single women. A wide-ranging study has found that four times more single American women are prioritizing a career over family-related goals. Researchers talked to women between 30 and 45 years old, and nearly half said that living on their own, establishing a career, and being financially secure topped their list, and having kids was just a goal for 8% of women surveyed. And it's time to get moving, people. Only 23 to 25% of Americans are getting enough exercise. That's about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week of moderate intensity aerobics. And we're also supposed to be weight training as well twice a week. The most sluggish states are in the South. The healthiest places are out West, New England and Minnesota. And ladies, if you are having trouble sleeping, you'll want to hear this one. There's a new study that finds even minor tossing and turning can have a negative effect on your heart. Researchers at Columbia Medical Center in New York studied more than 300 healthy women ages 20 to 79. They found a direct link between poor sleep and high blood pressure in women, and that's what you need to know. But Kristen, it's a great excuse to put those kiddos down, tell the hubby, listen here, you take over. We've got to protect our hearts. Back to you.
I know, right? Let our husbands take over. It's for our health. Thanks, Danielle. This summer, a growing number of beachgoers are getting some uninvited guests. Health officials in Florida are warning residents and visitors about sea lice. So joining us now with some tips on how to stay safe is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. Doctor, welcome.
Hi, Kristen.
You know, I have to say, I've lived in beach communities, you know, here and there throughout my life, and I have never once thought about sea lice.
Right. These guys are actually larvae, baby jellyfish. They're teeny, teeny.
Yeah.
They're getting trapped beneath your bathing suit or any swim clothes that you might be wearing, and they bite. What results is a terrible rash, itching. Some people get a fever, pain. I mean, you can have quite a severe reaction within the first couple of hours after exposure.
Wow, okay, so everyone needs to know, obviously, how can we keep our summer sea lice free?
Okay, so less is more when going into the ocean that might be infested. If you come out and you realize that you may have been exposed or you were exposed, immediately take a warm or hot shower. Warm and hot water are the most effective without your bathing suit.
Yeah.
And then the bathing suits need to be washed and dried in a washing machine and a dryer. I guess the heat must be killing them.
Yeah.
You can apply antihistamine lotion. You can apply vinegar, not urine.
Okay,
you know, that's an old wives' tale.
That's a very common antidote.
No.
All valuable information. Doctor, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, well, let's move on. And I hate to say this, but expect to pay more for your federal student loans. Interest rates went up on July 1st to 5.05% for the 2018-2019 school year. That's a 13% increase from last year. Meanwhile, unsubsidized graduate student loans are now at 6.6%, and parent and graduate plus loan rates are 7.6%. These rate increases only affect new borrowers, but experts say they're not significant enough to have any effect on borrowing habits. Any increase can be alarming, but when you do the math, it's not as bad as you might think. For example, a student who borrows $10,000 will see monthly payments that are about $3 higher on a standard 10-year repayment plan than they were last year. So basically, just one less trip to the coffee shop every month and you're covered. Diners across the country ranked their restaurant experience on a scale of 1 to 100, and there was a clear choice for the one that had the highest score. Chick-fil-A scored an 87 on the customer satisfaction index, topping all other restaurants. The score was determined after a national survey of more than 22,000 people. The rankings were split up into full-service restaurants and limited-service restaurants. The next two highest-ranked limited-service restaurants were Panera Bread with an 81, and then a three-way tie between Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and Subway with an 80. For full-service restaurants, Texas Roadhouse had the highest ranking with an 83. Cracker Barrel and Longhorn Steakhouse tied for second with an 82, and Olive Garden had an 80. The report says customer satisfaction was up from 2017 to 2018, and more people were happy with their overall dining out experience. It's summer, and of course, we all want to look our best at the beach without the usual effort or mess that happens when makeup meets water. And Paige Failing from Fox 46 in Charlotte joins us now with some options that will have all the ladies out there loving their summer looks for longer. Hi, Paige.
Oh, yes, Kristen. We are talking lashes, of course. So trendy now. But what do all these lash terms mean? And how's a girl to choose which one might be best for you and your lifestyle? Let me break it down for you. False lashes. Okay. These are an actual strip of lashes. One time use, glued on, very dramatic, very beautiful, but very impractical if you want them for anything other than a one-time special event. Lash lift and tint. This one was new to me. It's like a mini perm and dye for your eyes. Lashes get curled, they get colored, and it's a very natural mascara-only type of look. Can last for up to 6 to 8 weeks, which is great. Eyelash extensions, meanwhile, the Beyonce of this Destiny's Child trio of optical options, ladies. Individual fake lashes glued to your individual real lashes for a look that is both glam and durable. So pick what works for your peepers and flutter your way, ladies, all the way into fall.
Well, I love my lashes, and I couldn't have said any of that better. Thanks, Paige. Well, fan is short for fanatic, and you can say some people who watch football and root on their favorite team fit that description perfectly. So which NFL team's fans are the best? Mike Lewis says he used economic and marketing theory as part of his quantitative analysis to answer that question. His equation used various factors, including how much fans spend at home games, how often they travel to road games, and how willing they are to be part of a team's online community. Ranking at the top of the list, the Dallas Cowboys, one of the most popular teams in the country. The New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles round out the top three. Of course, those two teams played in the Super Bowl earlier this year. The worst NFL fans, based on his calculations, the Tennessee Titans. They finished last, while the LA Rams and Kansas City Chiefs ranked 31st and 30th, respectively. If you want to see where your team's fan base ranked, just go to our Top 30 Facebook page, and you can see the complete list. While the United States Army is looking for a new slogan, recruiting ads currently feature the line Army Strong. Army Strong launched in 2006 and is considered successful. But Sergeant Major of the Army Daniel Daly recently told reporters, "I think that we've got to do a better job telling the story of being a soldier." Daly says the Army would like to come up with something as popular as Be All You Can Be. It was used from 1980 to 2001. Other slogans like Army of One have drawn criticism. One of the challenges the branch has with its marketing is the need to appeal to two different groups. One is the 18 to 24 year olds it's looking to recruit. The other is older people in their lives who they consult with on big decisions, like parents. Previous research has shown that when parents are enthusiastic about the military, their children are more likely to enlist. Daly says the branch is currently working on its new message. In today's hometown stories from Fox 11 Los Angeles, California is set to open its first ever transportation boarding school in South LA. It'll house 400 students in grades 6 through 12, and they'll learn critical job skills to work in the transportation industry. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti said the school will be an important pipeline for good-paying jobs.
And these are good middle-class jobs that we're going to bring people in from other places if we don't grow them up here. So a transportation academy allows folks to work at MTA, build a new rail line, reduce traffic in their own city, and be a part of the future.
The school is planned to open by 2020. In our second story from Fox 9 Minneapolis, Julie Schuett is a swim instructor who's devoted the past 10 years to helping kids with autism learn to swim.
The work I do is not easy by any stretch of the imagination.
She says they have a fascination with water, and the feeling of it on their body is soothing. But if they don't know how to swim, that fascination can lead to accidental drowning. And Julie says her lessons have equipped her students with the skills necessary to survive in the water. And in our final story from Fox 5 New York, the Ironbound Boxing Academy is a nonprofit that provides free boxing classes to kids in Newark, New Jersey. Founder Mike Stedman is a three-time national boxing champion with the Navy boxing team. But he said his main goal isn't to create professional boxers. Mike says the most important lesson they learn is that showing up, whether it's at the gym or in life, matters. A warning for swimmers. Statistics show July is the most dangerous month when it comes to disease outbreaks from rivers, lakes, and oceans. The most common way people get sick is by accidentally swallowing water contaminated by fecal matter. That can happen because of wastewater runoff or flooding. People can also get sick because of parasites, toxin, and chemicals in the water. So if you're swimming in untreated water, the CDC says that you should use caution, especially in water that's shallow and poorly circulating. And also avoid swimming after heavy rains or floods. And it's not just untreated water. Numerous outbreaks have been traced back to hotel pools and hot tubs. There's no foolproof way to make sure you don't catch anything, but the CDC says swimmers should avoid entering the water if they're sick and try not to swallow any. So enjoy the water, but make sure to stay safe while doing so. Now, here's a cool story. A university janitor got a surprise from his students that brought him to tears.
This is from all the students at Bristol University.
Students say Herman Gordon is the jolliest man on campus, and he has a positive impact on everyone he meets. They found out he hadn't been to Jamaica in 4 years to see his family. So they organized a crowdfunding campaign to buy him plane tickets. Once they had enough money, they presented him with the tickets and a note, which said in part, "You have brightened many of our days, and we want you to know that we love and appreciate you."
I want to say thank you for everything what you know. And God bless every one of you, everyone.
Gordon says he had no idea what impact he was having on his students, and he appreciates them as much as they appreciate him. Well, moving on now, one major obstacle in a manned space mission to Mars is figuring out how the astronauts would survive the six-month journey. But scientists at NASA are working on a solution. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Podcast, joins us from his studio with more. So, Cody, this one's a little weird. I hear NASA wants to see if astronauts can hibernate.
That's right, Kristen. NASA is working on cryosleep chambers for astronauts. In 2016, a company called SpaceWorks Enterprises got a grant from NASA to work on what's called medically induced torpor. Torpor is a state of inactivity characterized by low body temperature, slow breathing and heart rate, and low metabolic rate, but continued brain activity, kind of like how bears hibernate for the winter. SpaceWorks is working on ways to induce torpor in humans for 7 to 14 days, and eventually periods of months. For deep space mission, like to Mars, a crew would repeat torpor cycles with a couple days of activity between hibernating while in transit. And some think we might be able to do this on manned missions by the 2030s. But it's not just about Mars. SpaceWorks told Curiosity we could use this technology for medical devices and other innovations which will benefit humanity in the near and medium term prior to deep space expeditions. So keep an eye out or up for more. Kristen?
Well, sleeping for 2 weeks straight sounds like a good idea to me. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on Curiosity.com. A new website aims to make it easier for television shows to find diverse writers. The Creative Artists Agency has launched the Amplify database. It's a searchable directory of more than 800 TV writers of color. The site can be searched by genre and experience, as well as gender and ethnicity. The names were compiled with data from the Writers Guild of America and IMDb. To be listed, writers need to have a produced credit within the last 5 years. The list includes name writers such as Mindy Kaling and Al Madrigal. The entertainment industry has been under increasing pressure to diversify hiring both in front of and behind the camera. A recent study by the group Color of Change found more than 90% of showrunners are white. Two-thirds of TV shows had no black writers. The CAA executive who started the list said, "Talent is evenly distributed. It's the opportunities that aren't. All we are trying to do is redistribute the opportunities." The website will be free to use for showrunners, studios, and networks. Some good news for cheese lovers. The United States is currently sitting on a massive stockpile of excess cheese, 1.3 billion pounds to be exact. That's large enough to be a small, extremely cheesy mountain. That means the price of cheese has dropped significantly, which is great if you're a big fan of dairy. But it's bad news for dairy farmers who have seen their incomes drop 35% over the past 2 years. In 2014, there was a huge demand for U.S. milk, especially powdered milk, in emerging markets like China. Dairy farmers consolidated and expanded, producing more milk than ever before. But foreign demand has slowed, and dairy farmers don't have enough consumers to buy all the excess milk. The best way to deal with all of it before it spoils is to store it in cheese form. And while the average American does eat 36 pounds of cheese a year, Americans have steadily been consuming less dairy over time. So to prevent a stinky situation, Americans better start asking the question, got milk? Well, if you're looking for a place with unique cultural traditions and famed festivals, Popstar Magazine's Elizabeth Stanton has the perfect vacation destination for you. So Liz, word is Bavaria in southern Germany is like stepping into a time machine.
It's true, Kristen. Exploring southern Germany is like flipping the pages of a modern fairy tale. The countryside is dominated by the sprawling mountains of the Central Alps, Kalean lakes, and medieval villages. Summer is festival season in Bavaria, and the place to be is Lake Tegernsee. The lake festival is like Oktoberfest in Munich, lasting from morning until midnight. Friends, family, kids, grandparents, tourists all come together to eat traditional food, dance to brass bands, and celebrate with a big party. Another place to explore is Bavaria's capital city, Munich. You can walk almost everywhere, from the historic squares to the infamous Bavarian beer gardens. Near the city, a ferry ride will take you to the grounds of the Nymphenburg Palace, the Versailles-inspired summer residence for Bavarian monarchs. Basically, you can't go wrong in Bavaria.
Well, it seems like it has a ton of tradition. Very cool. Thanks, Liz. Well, it may come as no surprise that the most well-known Canadian celebrity to Americans is Justin Bieber. But the most beloved title goes to Michael J. Fox. In fact, when the poll asked U.S. adults which famous Canadian faces they most have a positive opinion of, Bieber didn't even make the top 25. It was Fox at number one, followed by Keanu Reeves, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Carrey, and William Shatner. Other Canadians that got a thumbs up from Americans are listed here with names like Ryan Gosling, Shania Twain, and the late John Candy. But when it comes to fame, names that rang a bell with the most Americans following Bieber included Pamela Anderson, Celine Dion, and Alex Trebek. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of surprised some of my faves like Rachel McAdams or Alanis Morissette aren't on either list. An astounding majority of employees and HR managers say they would trust orders given by robots. Oracle and Future Workplace surveyed 1,320 people and found that 93% said they'd be just fine taking orders from artificial intelligence. More than half said they felt it would make day-to-day operations more efficient, in addition to quick decision-making. And nearly half said an upside would be significantly reduced costs. But there would be a bit of a learning curve, as 72% of HR leaders say their company currently doesn't provide any AI training. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Warm weather might be bad news for cell phones. We'll tell you how to keep your devices cool. Plus, why most Americans wash their hands the wrong way. And new technology that can help children with special needs. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a great day.